Hello and welcome. It is estimated that in India, a woman dies every 2 hours because of unsafe abortions. Just 10% of the estimated 70 lakh abortions that happen in India every year are said to be documented. The rest, one assumes, just takes place in shady clinics, often run by quacks. In a landmark ruling in September, the Indian Supreme Court allowed a 13-year-old rape victim in Mumbai to terminate her 31-week pregnancy. Yet, the same court in July ruled that a 10-year-old raped child should not be allowed to abort at 28 weeks. Why did the families of these children have to go to the Supreme Court in the first place to act on what one would consider to be a personal, private medical decision? Well, according to the abortion laws in India today, or the MTP, or the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act 1971, abortion is legally permissible only within 20 weeks or 5 months. Post 20 weeks, an abortion is only allowed if the pregnancy poses a threat to either the mother or the baby's life, but only after approval from the courts. And we're asking today, is it time for the law to be amended? Remember, it is being heard. The parliament is to take a decision on this. But joining us in studio today, we have Dr. Nikhil Dattar, a gynecologist from Mumbai. He's also the doctor of the 13-year-old child impregnated after rape in Mumbai, and of Nikita Mehta, India's first ever case of a woman going to court to terminate her pregnancy after 20 weeks after discovering that her fetus had a life-threatening condition. We have Alak Alok Srivastava. He's a lawyer for the 10-year-old rape victim from Chandigarh who was not allowed to abort. Shailaja Chandra, former secretary of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Tanu Bedi, she's a lawyer in the 2009 Nari Niketan case that challenged the Chandigarh High Court judgment to permit a mentally challenged young rape victim to abort. And then we have Dr. Sarita Shukja, that is, she's a gynecologist practicing in Delhi and Gurgaon. And Poonam Mutreja, she's the executive director of the Population Foundation of India and the founder of several NGOs that focus on women's health, leadership and rights. Dr. Dattar, I want to start with you first. How is this 13-year-old young child? She was finally allowed to go in for an abortion, but at 8 months, that's really a premature C-section. How is she doing?
Yeah, she is doing otherwise fine. I mean, my role, practically speaking, ended as a doctor when I predominantly informed the police and filed a POXO case. After that, the case was obviously transferred to a government hospital.
And you have to do that as a doctor because under 18, legally, it is illegal for someone to be having sex.
So fundamentally, this girl was diagnosed to be pregnant at 27 weeks of pregnancy. And she was referred to me because the parents wanted the termination of pregnancy to happen. And they were obviously told that beyond 20 weeks, it's not possible. So the only person who has required wherewithal of fighting against the system is me, because I have fought like helped about 15 women to secure this kind of justice from the Supreme Court.
So that is how she was. Contradiction then in the law, because as a doctor, when someone comes to you, they're asking for help. And according to the law, the doctor has to help a rape victim, right?
Yes.
And would this be considered as help?
If a unfortunately, rape victim it's a unclear child at the moment pregnant. Of time. See, what happens is this, that if you look at the MTP Act, MTP Act Section 3 Explanation 1 says very, very clearly, first of all, it does not distinguish between a minor and a major rape victim. That's number one. Second, it says that pregnancy out of rape is considered as mental anguish.
Correct.
And allowed termination limit for mental anguish is 20 weeks under Section 3.
Yes.
Section 5 draws an exception, says that if it is immediately to save the life of the woman, then you can terminate beyond 20 weeks. Now, when there is a woman, a girl who is in front of me, when there is no distinction in the law between a minor rape and a major rape victim, when she is about 20 weeks, when at this point of time, it is not like 1 day's delay and it is going to be immediately risky to her life. She can't be really put into the Section 5 exception that is created. Unless and until there is a different judicial interpretation, which I am now happy that there are a couple of benches in the Supreme Court which have said that it should be considered as a Section 5 exception. But when we filed this case, that particular ruling was not there. And that's why the only alternative that was available was to go to the Supreme Court and get this.
But I want to clarify, under Section 357C of the Criminal Procedure Code, doctors have a duty of providing immediate treatment to survivors of rape. Under that, you won't be protected.
No, because there is a contradictory
MTP Act. You would have to if you didn't go to the police.
Yes. No. So, this is what I am talking about MTP Act. Now, police is a different story that comes under POCSO.
Correct.
So, according to our Prevention of Child Sex Abuse law, below 18, it is considered that no woman is capable of consenting for sexual intercourse. So, naturally, a 12 years old is not capable of consenting for sexual intercourse, which automatically means that it's a forced intercourse, which automatically means it's a rape case, which is a cognizable case, and that's why I have to inform the police. That's a separate story. As regards MTP is concerned, whether providing MTP beyond 20 weeks is considered beyond doubt as required to give the required medical treatment to the girl. Since there is a contradictory provision in the MTP Act, nobody is clear on this point at this moment of time.
Okay, but can I play devil's advocate, Dr. Dutta? We have the health ministry. They have sent a revised MTP bill to the cabinet. They are awaiting its approval. That was in March. It was returned in June. After we had an episode in Maharashtra where you had a husband-wife doctor couple that were arrested for running a sex determination racket after a woman died on the operating table, right? So would you not say, now the PMO has some fears about amending this bill, would you not say it's fair to have these fears given the fact that we live in a country where there is still today in 2017 a preference for a male child?
No, I completely agree. So fundamentally, mixing up issues of female feticide vis-a-vis those who genuinely require some kind of a help is wrong. Where are we asking for relaxation? We are asking for relaxation for rape victims. We are asking for relaxation particularly when women are diagnosed to have a very significant abnormality in the baby, diagnosed beyond 20 weeks. Now the question is very simple. Are we trying to say that there will be a 24 weeks lady who will find out that it's a female fetus, she wants to terminate, so she goes and says that I was raped 6 months back, and she will file an FIR in the police saying that I was raped 6 months back, so that's why allow me under this clause, I should terminate. Is it possible? Is it socially acceptable? Will that be a case? Here there are women who are sexually molested who don't want to go to the police. Mind you, technically speaking, at 14 weeks, 13 weeks, you can find out the sex of the baby. So she will not do it at that time. She will wait till 20 weeks. She will go beyond 20 weeks. At 24 weeks, she will find it out. Then she will say, my God, now for female feticide, I want to do termination. And then
so
she will say,
this
I was raped.
So with this lacuna, are we letting down, let's say, young girls like your clients who's already suffering from the trauma of rape? They're now forced to carry to full term a pregnancy. Alak Alok, now the same court came up with a different ruling in the case of your client. Your client was 10 years old and she was only 28 weeks pregnant. Yet the court decided that she should, the court actually decided that it is more safe for her to carry this baby to full term than it is for her to get an abortion.
There are two points which we are required to understand now in the current scenario. First is the Section 3 and Section 5 of MTP Act, and even the proposed amendment which has been now put by the government, they are not even now able to take care of the plight of these young rape victims. I'll tell you...
Even in the amendment
which is proposed, I'll tell you how. The amendment says that the bar of 20 weeks will be enhanced to 24 weeks. There is no special provision for a rape victim in Section 5. Section 5 simply says that if a woman is immediately under threat of death, then there is no limit. Now, this proposed amendment itself requires a better, wider consultation and more modifications. First point is that this 24 weeks also, now we have seen there are instances in Dr. Dattar's case where the rape victim was into 32 weeks of pregnancy, and even that was allowed by Supreme Court. So this 24 weeks enhancement is definitely not going to help out. Secondly,
so even if this bill goes through, it is amended, we will still be going to court when it comes to the case of minor rape victims like children.
Definitely.
And in that case, you may have two different verdicts. So do we not need a standardization? Why is this so arbitrary?
I'll just explain it to you.
Shouldn't the law be the same for everyone?
That's true. I'll tell you, law is not same. Section 5, which provides no limitation, does not give any specific relief to a rape victim. Suppose there is a rape victim who is not under immediate threat of death, but she obviously doesn't want to carry that trauma and she wants to get rid of that pregnancy. So she is neither qualifying under Section 5. Her pregnancy has exceeded from 24 weeks beyond. So she is even not qualifying under Section 3, even the amended to Section 3. So the problem will be definitely there. Why to talk about a particular bar from 20 to 24 weeks? Considering that in recent times, Supreme Court has really modified and provided relief in various cases to different level of pregnancies, why can't we have a subject to case-to-case basis decision taken by the panel of expert panel of doctors, and why to confine to a particular limit.
So you're open to the idea. You want a case to case basis.
And that is actually happening.
That's what is happening, but should that be the norm?
That should be the norm. Right now, the people who are able to approach to the court, and you know, we have the poorest sections of the people living in the remotest areas of the country. Everyone cannot approach the Supreme Court. So my point is that why can't government make a law providing this new scope which has been developed by Honorable Supreme Court? Second point, there are instances in which the family is not able to diagnose the rape or the pregnancy of their children.
Absolutely.
On time.
In the case of a 13-year-old, nobody is expecting it.
In my case, in Chandigarh case, the pregnancy itself was detected by the family itself at a very later stage. And by the time all the legal and medical formalities were conducted, because court and police and doctors cannot go into your house and see how much pregnancy has advanced.
Of course, so these are one of the loopholes. But let's get another, maybe an alternate view. Tanu Bedi, you were the lawyer in the 2012 Nari Riketan case, right? There you challenged the court judgment that allowed a mentally challenged woman who had been raped in the Nari Riketan home that she was staying in and impregnated. You challenged their decision to allow her to go ahead and abort. Why?
Yes. First of all, I just want to say that we are talking here about abortion rights. As per my understanding, abortion is not a right. One. Two. Abortion itself is not a right or wrong. If you see MTP, we are not giving a woman a right to go for elective abortion whenever she wants. There are certain conditions.
And you have no issue with that?
No, not at all.
A woman's right?
No, it is a woman's. That's what I'm saying. The law says that a medical expert in good faith will determine whether the circumstances and the foundation for going for termination exist or not. The most important duty is given to the medical expert, even the woman herself not. The law says medical expert in good faith will file an opinion. And then that opinion will be taken to termination only when the woman consents. And the law says the woman's consent is paramount importance. Even the spouse consent, parents and guardians consent come into play. Let me finish.
I just want to clarify one thing.
Yes.
Does the law say that if I want to have an abortion under 12 weeks, I can do that?
Yes.
I don't have to get...
No. Law doesn't say that.
The law doesn't give me that power.
Yes.
As a woman, if I'm pregnant and I don't want
to
have
you
this
have
child,
to satisfy
the, I can't
no,
take
you cannot.
That decision.
In India, this is what we don't know about our law. As for 1971 MTP Act, the law doesn't say you can just walk into any hospital and ask for termination. You have to satisfy the condition present in Section 3, which has to be endorsed by one doctor, 12 weeks, two doctors, 20
correct.
Weeks.
That is the law. We are asking whether that is correct or wrong, whether that needs to change with time, just as society has moved on.
That's what
you
I
agree with the
yes,
law.
Yes, courtesy our Supreme Court 9 judges judgment, we have a right to privacy as a fundamental right under Article 20. When I was reading this judgment only yesterday before coming to this show, the judgment has specifically dealt with the issue of procreation, sexual orientation as a right to privacy and also a right to be left alone. So in view of that judgment, if we want to go a little further, if woman, for any reason, it's not satisfied under the law, she wants to go for abortion, whether she should be allowed or not, in my view, yes. But then it has to be a woman's informed consent, one. Two, it has to be a woman's wish, not the society's wish, not the caretaker's wish, not the guardian's wish.
We're in agreement on that. Okay, now go ahead to your question. Why did you oppose this case?
She wanted the child and she was a major. And as per the law, if you read the provision of MTP Act, it says...
If she wanted the child, who was opposing it? Who was saying she should have an abortion?
The administration. Chandigarh administration assumed that because she is mentally retarded, somehow they did not read the law. The law has excluded mental retardation from mental illness. She doesn't need any guardian. They said she doesn't have a guardian. She's living in a shelter home. She is mentally retarded. She can't decide for herself. We can't decide for her because she doesn't have any guardian. You decide for her. The court.
But she was raped.
She was
in
raped.
The Nari Niketan home.
Yes.
Where she was supposed to be looked
yes.
after and
but,
protected.
Yes. At the but same I... time, she wanted the child. And if you read the provision, it doesn't say we are having the discussion and we normally assume that anytime, whenever a rape happens and the conception takes place, it has to be terminated. No, the law says if there is an anguish present in the woman and she wants a termination. So in her case, anguish was missing. She doesn't want a termination, but the court says we will decide for you. And I fought against that.
Poonam, that's a strong argument. It's a woman's
Ms.
choice
Bedi,
in the end.
I
whether it's rape or not, it's her choice whether she wants to have the child.
Here it wasn't a... I'm all for choice. I don't have disagreement with the basis. But in this case, I disagree with Ms. Bedi and I'll tell you why. A panel of psychiatrists and doctors who examined her said she was not in a condition mentally to make that decision, and she would not be able to take care of the child, and there was risk to her health. This was I'm going by the panel of psychiatrists and doctors. Just because they were government, I am not going to not trust them. And so I totally disagree with the position that...
May I just clarify one thing here, as the facts has to be clear?
Isn't that the law? The law, like you said, as you pointed out, the doctor has to take that decision.
Doctor said there is no danger to her life.
Yeah.
The doctor says that she has mental incapacity, she needs supervision. The doctor never said that she should go for termination. In fact, if you read the Supreme Court judgment, I hope my friend has read Supreme Court judgment 28 August 2009. The Supreme Court said High Court was wrong because it went against the medical board's recommendation. The medical board never asked for termination of pregnancy.
There wasn't clarity on that. There wasn't clarity. And if a woman, if you know she is absolutely not having the capability and capacity, unfortunately, due to health reasons, and in this case, mental health reasons, I think society has a role, especially the medical community, has a role to respond and give their opinion.
Okay. Let's just go back to the bigger picture now. In society, you talk about society and its role. The reason for picking this low time frame of 20 weeks ostensibly was in the past to safeguard the girl child from being aborted, correct? But as Dr. Dattar now, he says that it is possible to determine the sex within 15 weeks with amniocentesis, right?
No,
and with CBS within 10 weeks also.
No need, only sonography can also tell you.
So keeping all of that in mind, should the government not be focusing on cracking down on sex determination more than cracking down
absolutely
on abortion?
So I think it's very important, first of all, not to conflate the issue of sex determination with abortion as a right and abortion for other reasons. Number two, we have to not only crack down on the doctors who do sex selective abortion, I think we have to do a lot more to explain and blow the myth to people in India that the sex of a child is not determined by a woman. It is determined by the Y chromosome, which is the chromosome of the men, and then a lot of the anti-female bias will go. Women held being responsible and forced to go through abortion for sex selection will decrease. In fact, right now, I've just seen a program which we were involved with on called Sex Ki Adalat, where they're blowing the myth on why, how it is the Y chromosome. Second, we have to work on changing societal norms on value for the girl child, that there is nothing wrong in having a girl child. Finally, I'd like to say that in this case that you mentioned, Bombay or Ahmedabad, where the cabinet then returned,
correct,
the PMO is not comfortable with the amendments. I think it's we need to educate them too. It's totally conflating the issue. We have to go after those doctors. And finally, technology has advanced so much. It wasn't just protection of the girl child why we had 20 weeks. We did not have the technology 45 years ago when the 1971 MTP Act was made that we have today. So today we can do abortion very safely to a later stage. So
and today, because of medical technologies, you can detect serious problems, medical problems that the baby will have in the future post 20 weeks. Dr. Sarita Sukhija is a gynecologist. Now, doc, as I pointed out here, the Criminal Procedure Code says the doctor has a duty to provide immediate treatment to the survivors of rape. But on the ground, you see, when someone comes to you, they have a young child who's been raped and who is pregnant, and over 20 weeks, as we pointed out, sometimes is the case, you don't expect a 13-year-old or a 10-year-old to be pregnant, so you think they have some other medical issues. Why do the doctors then say no and ask the families to go to court? What are the doctors' compulsions?
See, we as a doctor are there to help any girl who walks into my office, or any doctor for that matter. And it is basically our hands are tied by the law that beyond 20 weeks, if something goes wrong, the technology has advanced and we can go ahead even with 26 weeks, 28 weeks, and the abortion might go safe. But there are known complications which can happen, and obviously if the law doesn't permit me and if something goes wrong, there can be bleeding, somebody can die. So I am responsible for it. So unless the law says that I can take a decision beyond 20 weeks, You can make it like between 12 and 20 weeks, two doctors have to consent for the abortion. So similarly, beyond 20 weeks, you can have this in writing that there can be two gynecologists who in consultation can decide whether this person can go for abortion or not. And it should be in a proper setup where all the facilities are available, not maybe in a smaller nursing homes. We can have that sort of amendment. And as far as the rape victims are concerned, I am of the opinion that the rape victims, at whatever stage they present, it is very, very rare for a gynecologist to miss the pregnancy at any stage. And whatever stage they present, we should have the right to basically go ahead with the decision of whether to terminate or not terminate.
Dr. Dutta, you want to come in here. Obviously, yeah. you didn't agree with the question. I know it's not within the law, but does a doctor have an ethical or a moral responsibility when you know you have someone who's a young child, which has been in your case? You know, if you send them to court, they will be doing chakkars, as we say, of the legal system, and time is of essence in this case.
No, I completely agree. I mean, as a matter of fact, it is the ethical, moral versus legal dilemma because of which I landed up filing this Nikhil Datar versus Government of India, a case in the Supreme Court, which I filed way back in 2008. Now, whenever it's an issue of ethics, morality vis-a-vis law, ultimately I have to abide by the law. I am the citizen of the country. If I do not do so, then I am exposing not only myself, but I am exposing the woman and her parents or her guardian or whosoever it is also to a medical, legal and a legal liability under 312 of Indian Penal Code, which is very clear. Any termination which has been done outside the purview of MTP Act will attract criminal provisions of the law. Even the woman also can get arrested. Correct. There is no need of any complication. Even if everything has gone well, she also will be arrested and the doctor also will be arrested. That's point number one. Point number two, I completely agree with what Dr. Sarita said, that way back in 2008 when I filed this case, I have suggested a mechanism that going beyond a certain limit of pregnancy, the way currently also we have a tier system, up to 7 weeks, one tier, one requirement. 7 to 12 weeks, another tier, another requirement. 12 to 20, third tier, third requirement. So you have a fourth tier, where you have a better infrastructure, better committee, etc., etc., and a good framework that helps the doctors to ultimately help the patient or the woman. The law has to be women-centric. The woman has to be at the center of, as a center of attraction. The system, healthcare, and the legal system has to align itself around the pro-choice part of the woman.
Correct.
And then allow that termination of pregnancy.
But,
see, that is what I have
argued.
Just
a quick answer from you. If Alakh is here pointing out that even if this amended bill goes through, it's not going to protect young kids, the kinds that you have been working for,
yes,
fighting for, then why do you want this bill to be amended?
Yeah, so basically there are multiple changes that are required in the draft amendment of 2014. There can be multiple ways of doing that. There can be an inclusion of exception in Section 5 or explanation in Section 5, which says that, well, all this is fine, but if it's a minor rape victim, then just because of the fact that she's a minor rape victim, it should be equated to immediately save the life of the woman, and termination should be allowed, no bar of weeks of pregnancy. There is a possibility.
This is one very important point.
And there is also a possibility of overhauling the whole draft of MTP Act, which has been put forth in 2014. Ultimately, the purpose has to be served. How we want to bring that effect to that thing is a matter of discussion.
Okay. Now, Dr. Sarita just says that she is 100% sure that any gynecologist, all gynecologists, no matter what time a patient is brought to you, they will be able to detect whether you're pregnant or not. But the point is, how many gynecologists are there in the country, and is there enough demand and supply? Let's go across to Sandeep. Sandeep is one case who went to the Supreme Court. He was forced to go all the way to the Supreme Court, correct? Aapke case mein kya hua tha?
हमारे केस में ऐसा होता कि बीएमसी जो है, बीएमसी ने हमें लेट बता के थोड़ा तकलीफ हो गया था. जो मेरा बेबी था,
आपका पहला बेबी था,
पहला बेबी था,
तो आप खुश थे? आप
हाँ खुश थे,
एक्साइटेड थे, हैप्पी
हाँ,
थे
कि अभी अभी होगा, कुछ ही महीनों में, कुछ तीन या तीन महीना था ये होने के लिए. तो सोनोग्राफी लेट होने के कारण उसको मालूम पड़ गया कि ब्रेन में प्रॉब्लम है, कि एक पानी का नली उसका गांठ हो गया, वो गांठ होते हो ब्रेन दब गया, तो उसके वजह से वो बच्चा अब नॉर्मल, मतलब ये पगला पगला आ सकता है या समझ रहे अपंग जो नहीं क्या वो आ सकता
है। सोनोग्राम इतना लेट आपने क्यों किया, क्योंकि आप बीएमसी हॉस्पिटल में।
हाँ जी, हमारा तो पहला बेबी है तो हमको तो कुछ जानकारी नहीं है इस बारे में। तो मैं डॉक्टरों ने क्या किया, जो सोनोग्राफी जो दिया वो लेट दे दिया, अपॉइंटमेंट नहीं मिला था। मेन प्रॉब्लम क्या था, जो उस पर जो तारीख दिया था, हम जितना सोनोग्राफी का चेकअप था वो सब हमने फॉलो किया। फॉलो करने के बाद एक उन्होंने सिर्फ चेकअप किया, सिर्फ सोनोग्राफी का उन्होंने दिया नहीं कि अभी सोनोग्राफी करना है। थर्ड वाला जो सोनोग्राफी हमने किया तो उसमें मालूम पड़ गया कि ब्रेन में प्रॉब्लम है। तो वो बोले हमें कि ब्रेन में तो प्रॉब्लम है। तो मैं बोला तो हमके तो बच्चा तो अच्छा चाहिए, तो क्या इसको कुछ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व हो सकता है? तो बोले प्रॉब्लम तो सॉल्व नहीं।
How many months was it, जब आपको पता चला?
हमको पता चला
कुछ महीने हो चुके, पांचवा
फिफ्थ मंथ।
ओके ओके,
फिर मुझे मालूम पड़ा तो मैं कि ऐसा ऐसा प्रॉब्लम है। तो मैं मेरे मैडम के पास गया, मैं जहाँ पे काम करता हूँ ड्राइविंग का, अनुजा साने, उन्होंने मुझे हेल्प की कि मैं बोला मैडम ऐसा ऐसा प्रॉब्लम है पर इसको सॉल्व हो सकता है क्या, या उसको कुछ कर सकते हैं? मतलब
आपने पूछा,
हमको हैप्पी कैसा हेल्दी बच्चा चाहिए, बेबी चाहिए। तो ऐसा आके मेरा हैसियत नहीं कि मैं उसको पाल सकूं या कुछ कर सकूं।
ओके,
क्योंकि उसको रोज देख के मैं रो सकता हूँ, समझ रहे आप? तो मैं मैडम को बोला, तो मैडम ने मुझे भेजा हॉस्पिटल में। तो उधर से देखा तो 20 वीक्स होके गए थे। मैं डॉक्टर को बोला 20 वीक्स होके गए तो अभी कुछ कर नहीं सकते। तो बीएमसी डॉक्टर
बोला आपकी गलती नहीं थी, आप कह रहे कि आपकी गलती नहीं थी,
आप हमारी गलती नहीं थे, बीएमसी हॉस्पिटल। तो मैं बोला इसको कुछ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व हो सकता है? नहीं, तो अभी तो हो नहीं सकता क्योंकि 20 वीक्स के ऊपर हो गया है, तो आप कुछ नहीं कर सकते, ये इसमें बैठता नहीं, अपने कायदे में बैठता नहीं। तो उसके लिए क्या करना पड़ेगा, तो आपको उसको जन्म देना पड़ेगा। पर जन्म देना है ठीक है, पर मुझे हेल्दी बच्चा चाहिए ना।
तो जब आप कहते हो आपकी हैसियत नहीं थी, यू वर फाइनेंशियली नॉट एबल टू ब्रिंग अप दिस चाइल्ड, इमोशनली आल्सो यू वांट, यू डिडंट थिंक यू वुड बी एबल टू ब्रिंग अप दिस चाइल्ड।
मुझे पहला चाइल्ड है होने वाला, तो वो अच्छा नहीं है। मतलब तो मैं उसको रोज हॉस्पिटल लेके जाना, काम पे जाऊँ या हॉस्पिटल जाऊँ, उसको संभालना, मतलब वो बात है। मेरी तो ऐसी नहीं है कि मैं एक आदमी रख सकता हूँ उसके लिए स्पेशल काम के लिए कि उसकी देखभाल होए, इतना तो मेरा तो हैसियत नहीं है कि इधर जाके मैं बाहर जाके कुछ ऑपरेशन कर सकता हूँ। ऐसा बोलते हैं लोग कि करते या इनलीगली मैं कर सकता था, पर मुझे
नहीं।
मुझे एक था कि निखिलदाता सर ने बोला कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट में जाके ये होना है, पर मुझे पहला डर लगा कि ये होगा कि नहीं, इसके वजह से। और
पूरा ये एंटायर लीगल प्रोसेस
एक महीना चार दिन।
Shailaja Chandra, what do people like this do? He finally got a verdict that went in his favor. That's what he wanted. But what about the many others who don't?
Yes, I completely agree. And he is at least an urban person. Think of 7 lakh villages where this is happening. Unwanted pregnancies are taking place. Women are going to unqualified people and getting the termination done. That has not been covered by the law at all, except that now a health worker can do it. First and foremost, there has to be the confusion that there is any link between female feticide and abortion, which is under the MTP provision, must be completely demystified.
Correct.
Today, the doctors are here, but I have also consulted quite a few doctors before coming to your panel.
What is the percentage of abortions that are actually done because of female feticide, infanticide? Do we know anyone, Dr. Datta?
I don't think that there's a number on that, because a lot of it is also done without saying that it is because of female feticide. Let me say that, number one, the technology has now gone so far that it is not even 12 weeks. You can even determine it 10 weeks. Imagine.
Correct. That's what doctor said. My point is, if we don't know what percentage of the abortions are not related to sex determination, similarly, we don't know if they are, right? Just to play devil's advocate.
No, you do know that there are unwanted pregnancies. You do know that it is a failure of either family planning, or it is a thrust pregnancy, or it's a rape. In all these situations, and minors also, you have enough numbers. I can't reel out the statistics to you, but the number of abortions which are taking place in the country, non-registered, you can be quite sure it'll be at least 4 or 5 times more when you think of people who are going to local, finding local solutions. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you have to demystify this idea of female feticide, because today female feticide has reached a level where it has really percolated into rural areas and it has really gone into the psyche of people, and it has to be tackled in completely different ways by getting after the sonography clinics. It is now, in a way, you have to do it, of course, because that is, you have to show that you're doing something. But quite frankly, if you can determine at 10 weeks, why would anyone wait for 20 weeks, 22 weeks, 24 weeks? That's ridiculous. There's no connection whatsoever.
So we have to move with the times.
We have to move with the times. I would say that there are situations where the woman does not want that child. It could be economic. It could be the fact that the husband refused to use a condom. He was drunk. And she has been thrust with an unwanted pregnancy. Whether it is economic, that she won't be able to earn, whether she'll be thrown out of a job in a lower middle class kind of a setting. Even in corporate sector, it happens. There are ways by which you get thrown out because you're going to have a baby and it's really not expected. This is the reality. One is the law, one is the situation in 7 lakh villages. I think governments have to look at both situations. As far as law is concerned, it's absolutely clear that if a woman wants to terminate after 20, 22, 24, or for medical reasons, it should be allowed. I would only say that in doing so, rather than having two gynecologists, it should be one gynecologist and one radiology specialist. It should not be left to two gynecologists for obvious reasons. That being said, it would be more than possible to allow that. All minors should be allowed, their parents and guardians should have the authority to be able to say that I want this termination done on behalf of my minor. Number three, anyone who has registered a case of rape, an FIR, should be allowed absolutely to have that child aborted. Can you imagine socially what will happen if she carries the child of a man who raped her? If she wants to keep the child, it's a completely different issue. But if she does not want to keep the child, the siblings are not going to accept it. The husband is not going to accept it. He will be an unwanted child through and through. There's
no
use.
We had a case, I think, in UP, where you had a 14-year-old who was raped, was not allowed to abort by the courts. She had the child. The parents had no financial resources to look after her and the child. She was then forced to marry the rapist.
In the Chandigarh case, you must be aware that the 10-year-old girl who was raped and was declined permission by Supreme Court to go ahead, she has now given birth to a small child, and that is also a baby girl. Now, can we imagine the kind of trauma and the hardship through which the newly born girl will go? She has been given, because I had a personal interaction with the family, and they definitely said that we don't even want to see the newly born. And now the newly born is lying with CWC, and after 60 days of her age, she'll be given on adoption. And then she has a full life of hardships, rejections, and I don't know what all. So I completely concur with what doctor said. And we must have, and I initially told you, my view is this. Why to have a specific bar? Like in Sandeep's case also, it was a very peculiar case. So he had to travel all the way to Supreme Court. There are majority of the Indians who are not privileged enough to approach to Dr. Dattar or anyone who can take them to Supreme Court. So I'll share with you a very pertinent thing. In my case, I had suggested to the Supreme Court that please direct the government to constitute permanent medical boards at every district and every state so that everyone is not forced to travel to Supreme Court or travel to court.
Yeah, that's been a suggestion.
On that, the update is decided by
Supreme Court or any other court, women should not have to go to the Supreme Court or any court for deciding on an unwanted pregnancy. But I do want to say on this rape issue, you know, a marriage, since India does not, the rape bill does not include rape within marriage, how are we going to deal with that? So the new amended law, the 2014 amendment should include many points.
Definitely.
That have been raised.
But I want to go across
something to what Shailaja pointed out, which is about local solutions. In the end, what happens is women are turning to local solutions, and that is even much more dangerous.
I would say that the local solutions, instead of just being somebody hammering at the vagina of a woman and pulling out and doing suction, and we have enough evidence that goes on, I really feel government should throw throw open all its community health centers, all its district hospitals, and a walk-in training should be given to anyone who wants to be trained. There's a lot of risk in a person trying to do a D&E. That is something only a doctor should be doing. However, if it is a case of giving a medical termination pregnancy, that pill, it is not all that harmful. It can be managed, but you must know certain things about the woman's condition. That is something the training only can provide, and it can be done.
Every 2 hours, we have a woman dying.
Talking about local solutions, we reached this other problem that research has shown that, again, this is what our government has done. It has continued to insist on sterilization of women, while vasectomies of men are minuscule. All the focus eventually falls on the woman. The woman bears the burden of keeping our population down. Morning after pill sales have gone up, I think, over the past 8 years by 100%. And that's what women are doing. It's being used indiscriminately. It's being used irresponsibly. It's become the primary pregnancy prevention method instead of an emergency backup plan. We have some men here in the audience. Would any of the men like to speak up? Because studies have shown, research has shown that men in India are just not willing to use contraceptives. Anyone?
So, I'm a married man. It is a totally, misconception that men don't want to take up precautions. We all are doing. We all are the educated.
Studies have not shown that, sir.
No, you may be an exception. It is not 200% also. Right, what is happening around the India that everything we are putting on the man, men are not doing this. Again, the one lady told that, why lady bear the other burden? It is not like that, right? We are also taking the burden, our children. Why you can point out the males everywhere?
Only 1% of men in India go through vasectomy. 99% of the burden is on women. Sir, the data shows something else.
That too in rural areas.
Any other men would like to speak up? They don't even want to speak up right now.
Exactly, that's the point. No man wants to get up and take responsibility. Sir, you belong to that very minuscule 1% of the population. Most of the men, and I'll be very frank, the lady comes with the mother-in-law, the husband doesn't even accompany the lady to the clinic or to the hospital. The husband is half the times not present to make the decision of continuing the pregnancy or aborting the pregnancy. So let's not take this topic to a more male versus female. But yes, men in our country do not want to practice contraceptive methods, and that is a bitter truth, that is a bitter pill, and men should stand up and accept this. They should.
And the other fact of the law right now that needs to be changed is the fact that it doesn't accept that if you're not married, you could be having sex. Now, can we ask our audience here, how many of you think this doesn't happen in India? There's no concept of premarital sex. India mein toh hoti nahi hai. What do you think? Any young men, would you like to talk about this? Okay. What about you? Nobody want. Why do you guys not want to talk about it? Go ahead. Pass the mic on to this young lady, please.
As far as I think the 10-year-old child who gave birth to the Chandigarh case, I think that in India, the court decision-making is so delayed. So I don't think that there should be a barrier to 20 weeks or 24 weeks if it's minor. So it should be allowed. There should not be any barrier to that.
Okay. But why is it that our parliament hasn't acted on this? Is it just the PMO's concerns on infanticide, or is there more to this? Is it a patriarchal thing? Is it that this is a women's issue, so it's not a priority? Because other bills are passed, there are ordinances made on other issues.
Exactly. It's a lack of political will. It's a lack of priority. In fact, I asked 5 members of parliament just 3 days ago. They said, itne mudde hain, what can we do? I think we really have to advocate and push this as a priority. We also, along with this, have to push. It was really discouraging and sad to see so many young people, and I know they'd have some information, not having the confidence to talk about sex and the fact that there is sexual abortion shows that. Many other ways we know young Indians are sexually active. So we need to educate our young people. They have access to misinformation. They do not have access to information. I think to make informed decisions, including to come to know when you're pregnant, we need to inform people, and we need programs in schools, we need programs in media, which help people get more information. And that's why I was talking about Sex Ki Adalat, this program that deals with all these issues, which I'd really encourage us all to have more programs for young people, and on not just Y chromosome, but we need to educate the men. We need to share this information that only 1% of men use contraceptives. And I do not believe, I don't want to leave us saying men are not responsible. We need to inform and educate our men to behave differently.
But right now they think it's a woman's responsibility. Everything that happens post the sex, somebody else will take care of. We have a man who's willing to speak. So let's go across to him.
There are some suggestions that in 2014 Amendment Act that the term married should be removed.
Yes.
And the term husband can be replaced by partner.
So it is very progressive.
So there are some frowning on regard of other classes, on regard of government, and there are other sectors which are really impounding the obstacles in behind to get into this husband to partner and the married terminologies.
See, there is a dark side of this entire issue.
Hold on, I have another man here, so let's get him.
I think laws are needed to serve the society. Society is not needed for suiting a particular law. Okay, so any law is based on a particular aim. So if on the light of this argument, if we see MTP Act, it has failed completely because sex selective abortion is very much common, and we can verify it through various statistics. So I think these two are very different issues, and if we want to change the situation on ground, we have to change the stereotypes in our society, gender stereotypes. And if we can change gender stereotypes, this problem would be solved.
Thank you. Okay, we have to quickly get closing arguments.
I think it's very important to address the stigma which is attached to rape in our society. So for a woman who's raped, it's not easy to come out and own up that, yes, I've been raped. Yeah. There's this internal fight, there's this fear of isolation, they're ostracized. So that in itself takes a lot of time for a woman to come out and say that, yes, I want an abortion.
Which is why it's understandable that it may be over 20 weeks.
Secondly, the legal procedures in our society, in our government, are very slow. Imagine this, the woman's already going through a trauma which none of us here can imagine bearing. And on top of that, there are legal procedures which go on till weeks. And at the end of that, they tell the woman that, no, you cannot get an abortion simply because you've crossed the 20-week barrier. And which often leads to a lot of women getting married to the rapists. And still we're somehow obsessing over the law and not thinking about what
That's
needs to be done.
About sometimes the act of actually going to a court is just futile if the court is going to take so long to come up with the verdict.
Keeping all the males versus females aside for a second, I just want to tell you, ma'am, because you said that the government of India is too lazy to pick up such political issues.
I didn't say lazy. Prioritize.
Okay, I'm sorry. The government is not prioritizing such issues, and
because
they're not removing such barriers of 20 or 24 weeks, whichever it is. I just want to ask you, ma'am, if the government does something like this, so wouldn't it give a leverage to people who want to promote female feticide?
Let's get closing arguments. Does the government not have a responsibility? Yes, there is an individual's right, but the government has to think about society as a whole. Let's say the rights of women as a whole when it comes to this issue.
You know, I'd like to differentiate between the health ministry right now and the political leadership. The health ministry is doing a great job in and supporting the amendment and changing the rules. It is the politicians who have failed us in not looking at the draft bill of 2014. So I want to differentiate. Second, I want to say that the government is simultaneously doing what they can from their point of view, legally, technically, to deal with this whole issue of the PNDT, under the PNDT Act. But the government cannot control the behavior of citizens of India. If we as individuals are anti-girl child, the government cannot come and force us and do anything. They can make laws, they can make rules, and if we don't follow those rules, we don't follow those laws, there is very little the government can
do. But that is their job. They have to make laws and they have to make
they
rules.
Have
so, Shailaja, your closing argument, what would you like to see in this new amendment bill?
Number one, I would like this embargo of 20 weeks to be raised, and raised right up to 32 weeks. It's not as long as there are two doctors who have said it is possible to do it. Number two, I would like training to be given to every single person who wants to be trained in how this kind of abortion can be actually done by the use of pills and other methods which are not the invasive methods, number two. Number three, he has talked of having a board and for kidney transplant, organ transplant. You already have a board, and it runs right through the length and the breadth of the country. It's working fairly well. Every hospital has to consult that board before they do a kidney transplant. It has to be, the organ has to be given out of love and affection. A similar board can be set up, but the board needs to come in only if there is a doubt. Otherwise, if there is no doubt at all, it should be allowed to sail through. Number four, I do feel that this is a situation where we are really trying to be very pro-life, because it's very fashionable also, but not realizing what the woman goes through. If politicians, as Poonam is saying, are not taking interest in this, I do feel that there ought to be a standing committee of parliament with women members in majority. Let them take a view and then let this bill be brought.
Correct. Women Otherwise, members men are making decisions about women and women's bodies. So, Dr. Sarita, then, is it not also time for doctors to take responsibility? We are where we are. We have high rates of female infanticide. That is not possible unless doctors are willing to flout the law.
See, we cannot take law in our hands.
No, I'm saying you have broken the law. We have doctors. Doctors are also responsible for bringing us to where we are
today.
And
to blame the doctors completely for female feticide and mixing up these things like the doctors are doing it, it's not like that. It's the society, it's the people whose minds are biased for the girl child. So the urgent need that I can help the society and a girl is to make these amendments, one, for the any rape victim, no limit should be there for the termination of pregnancy. And if it is not a rape victim, otherwise if it is a normal person, then if a child is not compatible with life, whatever weeks it could be, they should be allowed. And regarding this board and all, again, it is going to be the same mess going to the courts. It is going to waste a lot of time that they will cross that weeks of pregnancy. I think it should be, the gynecologist should be given this right to decide whether they can terminate the pregnancy. They have been taught this subject for 20 years. I think only a medical person can understand whether this abortion is going to be safe or it is not going to be safe.
But then what about personal biases of doctors? Alak, respond to that. Why do we leave it up to the discretion of a doctor or a judge or a court? Because in your case, they ruled not in your favor. In Dr. Dattar's case, finally, they ruled in his favor.
There are good people in every profession. There are good doctors also. There are bad doctors also. The dark side of the entire issue is that as per a study which is available on the internet, every 2 hours, a woman dies because of unsafe abortion in India.
Yes.
So obviously, the majority of those unsafe abortions are now carried out with the help of some or other doctor. So my closing argument would be this.
No, they are not carried out by the doctors.
I'm not saying
there are a lot of quacks. Study and I would object also to the health workers. Abortion
doctors
is,
also do it.
There are, yes, I'm not, saying, I said
see, abortion
I
is
did
not,
not
something
say,
which should be taken lightly,
no, not
whether it is by pills
you,
or by anything. There are a lot of
you
complications
cannot say
of the
that
pills
all of
also,
them are being carried out
which
by quacks.
We know, a non-medical
there are doctors also who are found and who have been punished. So my submission, because it's a great forum and we are debating a very sensitive and pertinent issue, there are two very, very important aspects of this entire issue as a closing point. First is we need to sensitize the society. We are required to sensitize
so
the parents.
Yes,
we've
agreed on
that.
Let's go across to you for a quick closing argument. Your stand
what
on this
can
in
do
the
on
end.
A medical point,
is abortion just
that and as per the law?
A women's issues.
I said earlier also, it is a part of a right to privacy. If we see the MTP's origin also, why it was brought, I was reading the debates. The reason was women's emancipation, though there was an excuse of population control also, but major reason was women's emancipation. And that is why why in 1971 MTP Act was introduced with those discussions.
Women's emancipation. Yes, I thought it was population control and
yes, but if you want, I can email the document to you.
Euphemism for population control.
Yes,
I agree.
But it was, and they say, and now as on today, we say the right to privacy has specifically included the right of any person's personal choice for reproduction, whether to go for it or not to go for it. But what I see in these discussions, which bothers me a lot, that though this right of abortion itself has its origin in right to privacy, but when we take a decision as a society that we will decide whether this person should have an abortion or not, are we not violating the right to privacy of that person? Like there was a statement just made that any minor, if it is a rape case and FI registered, go for termination. I, being a lawyer, have come across many cases. There is a relationship between a boy and a girl. A girl is 17 years, 364 days. And then the FIR is registered because of statutory rape under the law, and the girl wants to go continue with the
that
pregnancy.
That may be one exception.
No,
I think
that's
talking
not
about in cases
I
of
can
10
give
year
you the judgment. I can
old.
Give you the judgment where the judge interacted with the minor whose guardian wanted the abortion.
So
he did not. Let me finish, ma'am. I did not interrupt in anyone's discussion.
Finish.
Please let me finish. And in that case, the judge interacted with the girl and she told she doesn't want to go for termination. Her guardian is. So my concluding point would be that it is
what
a very important right of a person, be it minor or a major. That person has a right to decide. But as a society, our responsibility is that consent which the person gives is an informed consent either for continuation or termination.
No, but
we
in this
won't
case,
decide.
Under 17 or under 18, it would have been
minor,
legal. It
should
anyway.
Not
have been rape.
It should be
legally,
be
minor
Dr.
cannot give consent.
Last closing
minor actually doesn't know what is happening.
This new bill, if it is
what is
ever
happening
clear.
With the body and what will be the
so
implications?
I will begin with the female feticide issue, and I will want to say that the female feticide law has to be stricter. It does not mean that only paperwork should be looked at and all offences filed for paperwork problem. The genuine offenders need to be arrested. Doctors are also the products of the society. Societal change is more important than bringing a law on female feticide. As regards MTP Act is concerned, I've already said it in 2008, raise the limit up to 24 weeks. The general bar should be raised up to 24 weeks. Beyond 24 weeks for rape victims and for those who have got very serious abnormalities, there should be no limit.
Yes.
However, the nod has to come from a group of doctors. Woman has to be at the center of decision making. Doctors have to play a supportive role to bring to the final conclusion. And ultimately, it is her privacy, it is her right, which has to be respected. That is the supreme.
Woman has to be the center of the decision making. I think that's a note we can all safely agree on and agree to close this debate for now. On thank you all for joining us. You've been watching We the People. We believe it's important to speak up, but it's also important to listen. And until next time, take care. See you.